this half marathon came at the perfect time because I had recently lost my job. And anyone who's unemployed knows that there's this feeling of, okay, I don't have anything to do. What am I doing with my day? What am I working towards? And yes, I always have the dinner parties and I'm someone that keeps myself busy, but this felt like it was something that I was working towards.
Hi, it's Marielle, and welcome back to another episode of Unexpected Curves. Movements led by women, whether in sports, art, activism, or politics, are often framed as broad trends, rather than deep dives into the people who made them happen. Our stories are often told in archetypes. The first, the survivor, the rebel, the mother. We're seen as symbols, rather than agents with intent and ambition. When we lose those individual stories, we lose more than just names. Right now, run culture, especially women's run culture, is having a moment. Gloria Sport reports that Strava identified women under 25 as the fastest growing community on the platform. Running, once mostly associated with weight loss, has been redefined by Gen Z. It's no longer just cardio, it's a way to find freedom, empowerment, and community. The Nike Women's After Dark Tour is hitting LA this weekend. It's part of this global series of night running experiences, created to celebrate the women who run and the communities that support them. It's going to be pretty electric. The energy, the visuals, the vibe, there's clearly something special happening. But one thing is missing. I couldn't tell you the names of the women who won the last few races on the tour, or the women who made the event their first race, or who hit a new PR, or who worked through something to get to the starting line. I don't know their stories. So in this episode, we're hearing from Ayanna Wilburn, the founder of Friends Table, a creative culinary collective out of Chicago, and someone who's running her very first half marathon this weekend in LA. Hi, welcome to Unexpected Curves, the sports show that's all about giving the girls some support. Every week, I like to jump into topics that just give us context to all of the women that are engaging with sport on the field, off the field. But to start the show, I love to ask every guest three questions. It's where are you? What are you working on? And then who in women's sports are you watching?
Okay. First off, I'm so excited to be here. Excited and nervous. Well, I told you that a little bit. We'll talk about it. But I'm in Chicago. What am I working on now? I am the founder of a creative culinary studio called Friends Table. And so we have a dinner coming up in July in Chicago. So I've been working heavily on that. Also, I'm heading to grad school in London in August. So I've been working on that too. Some big, big things coming. And then since I'm in Chicago, I have to say Angel Reese. I went to my very first Sky game last summer. And when I tell you, I had a ball. It was so much fun. I think people truly underestimate the WNBA. And like they did. Well, now it's like really on the map. But they did. And when I tell you, it was so fun. So I would say Angel Reese. Yeah.
Okay, wait, so many things. Going to school in London, I'm so excited for you. And I feel like that's all going to tie into today's conversation, which is you are training and getting ready for the After Dark Tour out here in LA on Saturday, June 7th. And you've had a lot of changes in your life recently leading up to training for this race. So maybe rewind, take us back to how you signed up for this race, why you chose to do it. Yeah, just start there. Why did you sign up for your first half marathon?
You know, so many of my friends have been asking me this because they're like, everyone's running now. Like, I've never talked about running. It's never been in my future, my forecast, anything. But you had texted me and you set it up so funny. I tell my friends this, honestly. They're like, how did you hear about this? I was like, Marielle. My friend texted me and she set it up like, oh, there's this cool thing happening in LA. I think you will really enjoy it. And then you sent me the link. I was like, Mario, this is a half marathon. Like, what are you talking about? You're saying like this fun event? No, this, I'm going to have to run. So I think I sat on it for a couple of days and I was just like, I don't know. I always thought that I had to work my way up to a half marathon. So I was trying to figure out 5Ks in Chicago, but I had always missed the deadline. And then after sitting and thinking about it for a while, I was like, you know, I'm really only trying to do a 5K and then do a marathon, a half marathon, then a marathon just to prove something. But I was like, why can't I just do a half marathon and then go back to a 5K? Why do I have to have this order? So really when I like felt like this was a challenge that I was ready to take on, then I was like, okay, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to do it. I've never ran before, even in the gym. I think I would run on the treadmill for 15 minutes max. And that was my running. But other than that, I was not a runner at all. So kind of long-winded, but really I like challenges and I was ready to take on this challenge. So I'm grateful for you for even bringing it to me, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And I feel like you took on this challenge in tandem with things changing in your life, jobs, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You talked about going back to school. Maybe just share a little bit about how running and training for this particular race has helped you with things in work and friendship and life. How did those two kind of work together?
Yeah, this half marathon came at the perfect time because I had recently lost my job. And anyone who's unemployed knows that there's this feeling of, okay, I don't have anything to do. What am I doing with my day? What am I working towards? And yes, I always have the dinner parties and I'm someone that keeps myself busy, but this felt like it was something that I was working towards and training towards. And it also, I had something to talk about with my friends because I'm not talking about work.
I don't know how comfortable you feel sharing not having work or being unemployed and this race coinciding with that moment in your life. That's a really relatable experience. Finding a job right now is really hard. And going through something like that and still carving out time to do something for yourself is really, I feel like, really powerful.
Yeah, to go into losing my job, I'm always totally comfortable talking about my job stories. I've created like a whole YouTube channel talking about it. And I agree with you. I do feel like losing a job, whether it's a layoff or it's getting fired, is super relatable. And so this was the latter half. This was me getting fired and not me getting laid off. People are getting laid off, but this was more of, oh, we just don't feel like you're a great fit for this company. So we're just going to wipe our hands with it. And I was so stressed. The job had me extremely stressed because every day I felt like I was trying to perform and to prove that I could fit into this team and to prove that I could be this great worker. And really training for the marathon, not having a job, one, gave me back more time. And then training for the marathon, I was able to sit and research more about, you know, since like the dinner parties, what foods should I be eating or should I be incorporating into my diet? I was able to find more running groups and running clubs that helped me build community, that really helped me stay sane throughout this process. And then even with going into school, I've even found run clubs in London that I'm so excited to become a part of. And really, I feel like training for this half marathon really helped me feel like I had purpose again outside of the dinners or any other kind of projects I do. It made me feel, like I said before, I had something to talk about.
I think that's honestly also the reason why I started this podcast was I needed something to accountability marker, something to engage my interests and reach out to people, hear about what they're up to. All those kind of little things that happen when you're at a job or you're at school, those communities naturally form for you. But if you don't have those things, you got to go hunting for them. So I'm glad that this race came up and gives you the opportunity to do that. How was the training physically, mentally? How are you feeling?
Oh my gosh. I wish that people could see my face right now because training has been so hard. I felt like I pushed my body to a point that I never thought I could. I started off really slow. So running in the gym, trying to do 15 minutes, running on the treadmill. And then I have a friend who he's a runner. And he was like, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but you're going to have to start running outside. Your half marathon is not inside on a treadmill. And so then that's where I started to look for the running groups. And that was really helpful because I was able to see people's form and like how people were like breathing. As somebody who has asthma, I just wanted to see how other runners ran and I even learned what pace was. I didn't even know what a pace was before this marathon. I'm like, why do people ask me what's my pace? And so I figured that out. But mentally, when I have done 5Ks with Run Club, I feel like I can do anything. I pushed my body to a point that I never thought would exist, and I survived, and I did it. But my body, you know, I didn't think I was going to be someone that had knee pain. But yeah, so I like started off slow. Then I worked my way up, and now I can confidently do about 8 miles without stopping. And so I feel so great. I never thought that I could be a runner. I never thought about it.
Yeah, that's it. I feel like that's exciting to just be a beginner again in anything. It's like the older you get, the less opportunity it feels like you have to start again or start new. So I don't know. I'm just like, I'm jealous of you that just have that opportunity to have fresh eyes on something. Mm-hmm. From someone that's, you know, didn't grow up running, wouldn't say that they like identified as a runner, what have you felt about run culture and the groups and the clubs and the gear and the pace, the Strava of it all? I would love to hear what you think about this community.
You know, I enjoy it despite all the negative that people say about run clubs, but run culture, it's so serious. I went to a run club like a couple weeks ago, and everyone at the run club, run is their life. That is what they do. They go to run clubs 2 to 3 times a week. But I also think it's been a really good way to make community. You run, but also there's an opportunity to chat and network and learn. I see a lot more positive than negative, but I think running culture is very serious. I don't know if I'm on that level yet. I'm a little afraid to get there, if that's my calling, but it's been cool so far. All of the run clubs have been very friendly, very opening, very welcoming. And I love that each run club I go to, each different one, there's always someone in the group, because I have a slower pace. There's always someone willing to stay behind and cheer you on and just there to support you. So I think they do more good than harm, honestly.
And I'm interested if you thought about this particular race series is happening at night. So there's always a lot of tension for women, fear moving through public spaces in general, but definitely at night. And I think this series trying to do a little bit of reclaiming of that, of, you know, feeling empowered, running with thousands of women at night through the streets of a city, something that normally might be frightening. Have you thought about that at all, about how you're thinking about occupying space now, or just have you felt empowered, or are you excited about that feeling? I don't want to put any words into your mouth, but I would just be curious, have you thought at all about the statement behind running at night with other women?
Yeah, so funny enough, it didn't really click to me that this was women running at night and feeling empowered until people started to ask me more details about the race. Once I heard people's reaction was when it started to click. And as a woman, I'm not going to be running at night. I don't even walk my dog at night. And so I was super excited about it, and even more excited that it's going to be in LA, and hopefully we'll get to see some pretty sunsets. I'm a sucker for a sunset, but once I started to click people's reaction was when I was like, oh yeah, like it's a night and I'm running and I want to be with a bunch of women and I'll feel safe. I won't feel like someone's going to harm me or something bad's going to happen. And, I also think like doing it with my twin sister is also super empowering too, because we've been motivating each other so much, and it's also around our birthday. So this is a big like milestone birthday thing for us. So yeah, I would say like super excited, but it really didn't click for me until I started to hear people's reaction to the timing of the race.
You're someone who's cultivated an incredible community through food. Do you ever think about the fusing of those two things? Like, how does food play a role in sport, and how are women going to continue or work to have leadership roles in these spaces to transform them
I'm always looking at other industries and saying, oh, how can it become more experiential? And food is one of those ways that really brings in a lot of that. Was there anything about the food and beverage world that you're like, oh, this would work really well in running, or this could really help create an even more dynamic culture in sport?
Lots of different questions in there, but really just asking with your experience in work and in your hobbies, how do you think of yourself as pushing women's running culture forward?
That's a great question. This is what I'm going to be getting my master's in, is how we interact or how we choose who gets to interact with certain food brands. Have me come back after I get that degree, because that's definitely what I'm studying. Who gets to participate? Why are these foods seen as luxury? Yeah, I'm so excited about it. And even specifically food justice and food waste. And yeah, it's a big thing. And it's definitely something that is a necessity, but oftentimes seen as a luxury.
Yeah. This program sounds incredible. We'll definitely gotta have you back on to tell us what you learned and how we can apply to sport. Last question, we're about a week out. What's one thing you're most excited about and one thing you're most nervous about for your first half marathon?
I would say I'm nervous. Naturally, I'm nervous about like my asthma and just making sure I can keep up. Like I said earlier, I do have a slower pace and I don't want to get swept. So that's something that I'm nervous about, just trying to maintain my pace. But I'm really excited, one, for the concert, because I love Doechii. But genuinely just the atmosphere. I know that I'm nervous about my pace and keeping up, but I genuinely feel like there's going to be so many women around me cheering me on, saying, you got it, keep going. And that's what's going to help me keep pushing.
Yes, well, as the coach that you didn't ask for me, don't worry about the asthma. That will be there. You have the tools. You have your inhaler. You're going to be prepared in that way, and you don't want to troubleshoot bad things happening. The excitement is the right attitude to have, and you're going to do great.
Yeah, it's all I've been talking about. Like, literally, my dad knows. Everyone in my family knows. People are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I have a half marathon. That's literally my thing. I have a half marathon. It's a half marathon.
Yes, I love when it takes over the whole personality. You've come to the other side.
I'm converted.